Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring our meeting to order. Thank you. At this time, Ms. James, would you please call the roll to council?
Yes, the Honorable Mayor Pro Tem James Whitmore.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Samantha Hudson.
Present.
The Honorable Alex Heath is absent. Mm-hmm. The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, for everyone that can stand, would you please stand for our invocation? Pastor Gary Taylor from Open Word Christian Ministries will give us the honor. Thank you, sir.
Lord, thank you, first of all, for this wonderful day that you blessed us with. As this meeting starts, we thank you for wisdom and guidance for mayor and council, for the health and wellness of our dear city. We thank you that you will lead them in everything that they do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. A presentation. Give me one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Next, we will have presentations.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here tonight. Just want to read a statement right now in light of a presentation we just heard and some concerns by some of our residents, some decisions that were made by myself and the city administration. So we just want to read it into the record so that we can be real clear and it'll be posted later for everyone to understand it. After conducting over a year-long of due diligence, engaging subject matter experts, and looking into multiple options and scenarios, the city made the decision to raise utility rates for the first time in over a decade. This decision was a financial necessity due to the rising costs of power, water, and sewer, and the need to ensure financial stability of the utility fund and the city of Fairburn as a whole. We recognize that even necessary rate increases impact our citizens. In an effort to reduce the impact to our residents, the city has taken several steps throughout the year and will take several more. We have offered payment options for those who request them. We have not suspended services to accounts that are more than 7 days delinquent, as the city standards utility payment policy requires. We offered a phase one utility assistance program that provided $250,000 of funding to those with delinquent accounts. We offer average monthly billing to provide a consistent monthly payment amount for those who request it. This gives another option for residents to handle their utility bills during the winter and summer seasonal peaks. In addition, what we will do, effective for the next complete billing cycle, we will offer a one-time 10% discount to all active residential utility accounts, which equates to 6,000 accounts. We will also initiate phase two of the utility assistance program effective May the 1st to provide an additional $150,000 in utility assistance for payments, a total of over $400,000 in the last 6 months. Additional information will be posted to the city's website, social media platforms, and emails and texts. If you have not done so, please visit the city's website and sign up for notifications via email and or text. Again, we understand that every decision the city makes impacts our citizens and that we do everything possible to create the best possible outcomes. Just wanted to put that into the record. And so again, that information will be available on our website very soon. At this time, we're gonna do another presentation. So I'm gonna ask the members of council, I need you to come down here with me, if you will, for this presentation.
Can I get a copy of that letter, please? Thank you.
I need to move this.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening,
ladies and gentlemen.
This evening, we are recognizing the grantees from the first round of the City of Fairburn Small Business Development Grant Program for eligibility in receiving funds ranging from $5,000 to $25,000 in grant categories that included small business incubator, payroll assistance, rental assistance, relocation assistance, and capital improvement. The Small Business Development Grant Program was formulated to address the negative impacts of COVID-19 on small businesses who were impacted from the global pandemic. While many Fairburn businesses were resilient in maintaining operations, ongoing effects of COVID impacted requiring relief and assistance. The American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 was created to build a bridge toward economic recovery and to invest in diverse communities and stabilize local economies. We celebrate and salute this evening's recipients for their adaptability and for their resilience in becoming eligible. There were 75 applicants in round one. These 11 applicants were able to meet all of the eligibility requirements. So tonight we will present a recognition to each of these 11 candidates who received awards. I'm going to call their names. All of the applicants are not here, but we want to recognize those who are. South Fulton Studios, LLC, they received payroll assistance program. Two Ray Auto, LLC, they received a grant for capital improvement. Southside Premium Cigars received a grant for capital improvement. Handsome Hair Barbershop received an award for capital improvement. Heirloom Salon received an award for capital improvement. JNU LLC received an award for relocation assistance. Wood Party of Five LLC DBA Judy's received an award for relocation assistance. Conyers and Associates LLC DBA Credentials USA received an award for small business incubator. Fairway Foodies LLC received an award for capital improvements grants. And Crest Jewelers of Fairburn received an award for capital improvements grants. And also William H. Morrow received an award for small business incubator. Let's give them all a round of applause. So I do see Ms. Smith, Ms. Mika Smith, if you'll come forward. And she is the CEO of Heirlooms Salon. Mr. Richard Taylor, he is the CEO and operator of Fairway Foodies, which is also Atlanta Swing. The owner-operator of Crest Jeweler, I believe he is here as well. Yes. Mr. David McDonald, he is the owner-operator of Crest Jewelers, an institution in Fairburn's downtown. I thought I saw the owners of Cigar Studio. Please come forward. Miss Southside. Southside Studios. Miss Chandi Holmes. Southside Premium Cigars. Please. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Southside Premium Cigars. That's right. Southside Premium Cigars. Yes. Congratulations. Two Ray Auto, LLC. Okay. Handsome Hair. Yes, ma'am. Miss Overton. I thought I saw you. Miss Overton, please come to the front. Handsome Hair Barbershop. Mr. John Wood, did I see you? No. Okay. I thought I saw Mr. Morrow. Mr. Morrow, please come on up. What about Dr. Bonds? Yes, Ms. Dr. Bonds, please come on up, please. The CEO of Janu LLC. Very nice to see you, Dr. Bonds. Okay. Also, Ms. Jacqueline Dulcey, CEO of South Fulton Studios. Congratulations. Did we miss anyone? So we want to give them another thunderous applause for their efforts. These are our small businesses. And they, an outside company who took them through a rigorous vetting process. So they met all of the standards of eligibility. So we are grateful and we again celebrate all of their efforts. So Mayor and Council, we present you, Mr. Phillips presents you, and Ms. Chris, with $350,000, which goes to these small businesses.
Well, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the adoption of the City Council agenda. You, members of the Council, you have before you the printed agenda. Can I entertain a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded.
Made the second.
Mr. Smallwood. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this point, we're going to come into our public comment section again for those that may not have been here because we have a public hearing for those that wants to speak outside of the data center. Anything other than the data center, please. The data center, let me do it reverse. If you're going to speak about the data center, we're going to have a public hearing. Please bring your comments during that period. If you have any other subject matter, please use the public comment section. And so now 30 minutes will be allocated for public comment. Each speaker will be limited to 3 minutes. However, the speaker may transfer his or her 3 minutes to another speaker, but no speaker shall be permitted to speak for more than 6 minutes. Further, in the event if more than 10 speakers, how many speakers we have, Ms. James?
We have one speaker.
One speaker, okay. So issues raised at this time are generally referred to the city administrator for review. Responses will be provided at a later date. Would you please go ahead and call our first speaker?
Sheree Freeman, could you change the clock to 3 minutes, please?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mayor and Council and residents of Fairburn. I am truly concerned.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Ms. Freeman. I'm trying to let him set that clock. Okay.
I got her. She can start.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I'm truly concerned about the rate increase. As it has been stated, there are accounts that are deficient, people who are unable to pay their utility bills, and this 8% overall increase is just going to make things worse for them. Asking people to turn their temperatures down to 64 is unspeakable. And because we pay for what we know, we pay for what we use. It's all based on usage, and yes, the weather does factor into it. I just feel that there's been neglect here, and if there is fairness, people pay their utility bills. Some people pay late, some people pay early, some people pay on time. But if you're not collecting and you're not enforcing your own rules, then where do we stand? And where is the deficiency? You're talking about $2.4 million in the hole. How did that come about? And why has it taken 12 years for us to all of a sudden see we need to have an increase? I'm sure ECG and MEAG inform the city when they're increasing their rates. So why is it we are just being told that our rates are going to increase in such a fashion? It's kind of mind-boggling, and I'd like the council to think about it and think about the people that it will affect, because if they can't pay their bills now, what are they going to do in the future? Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll have the approval of the city council meeting minutes that commenced on February the 26th, 2026. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for February 26th, 2024 minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next, a request for the approval of the minutes for the meeting that commenced on March the 4th, 2024. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and properly second. Any comments by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, we'll go to our first item.
Our first item is a public hearing, data center text amendment. Recommendation is for mayor and council approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 80, Zoning, Article 6, Administrative Permits and Use Permits, Section 8241, data centers, in order to allow for data centers with a use permit to provide and to repeal conflicting ordinances. This is from Planning and Zoning. This is a public hearing.
At this point, Ms. Ross, at this point, I can open a public hearing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Members of Council, can I entertain a motion to open a public hearing?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Okay, the public hearing is still open from the last
It was opening from the, it was continuous.
It continued from the last meeting, so the public
hearing. At this point, I can just ask people that want to speak, they can come up. Okay, at this point. Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
You got more to present, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Just to kind of give you an overview of data centers, they have become very popular as of late. The primary data center markets in the U.S. are located in North Virginia, Dallas, North Carolina, Atlanta, Chicago, and Portland. In terms of energy consumption, data centers rely heavily on a large amount of electricity. The amount is, although there's not a consistency across the board, a data center can use that has a over 400,000 square feet can likely have a capacity of 48 megawatts to 60 megawatts. Since to give you sort of the equivalent of that, in Virginia, they did provide some information that says roughly about 250 homes use approximately 1 megawatt. In terms of water, they use a significant amount of water for the cooling to control the heat to produce the massive facilities. They have to run pretty much 24 hours a day, so there's a lot of water usage. Some of the benefits of data centers include a lot of increase in terms of capacity and access to internet. Data centers are really popular in certain areas in Atlanta area like Alpharetta. So when we started to look at proposed tax amendment, we looked at cities that were very successful and had them with very little complaints. And we also looked at some areas that had some, you know, significant issues and challenges. So we wanted to really put together something that was balanced. We also talked to some folks that build data centers. There are quite a few folks that are interested in building a data center in Fairburn, Georgia. So we had stakeholders from all sides of the issue. Of course, once we got some feedback from the data center, they did request a few changes to what was originally submitted. One of those was just information regarding the occupant, because a lot of times when they're doing the concept, they don't necessarily know who that is. They also, because they don't have the building plans completed, they may not know the exact amount of usage. So they wanted to make sure that that part was removed. One thing I think that's really critically important from speaking to some communities that had challenges was the sound aspect. Some community members have complained of a humming sound. So I think having some sort of sound study is critical to this, depending on where it's located. And then also making sure that we don't get what a lot of communities have gotten, which is a large warehouse-looking facility that doesn't really add to the architectural elevations in the area. Because the focus for data centers is really making sure that it's operational. The aesthetics can sometimes become secondary to that. So the same way we do with any other new business that's coming to the city, we want to make sure that everything looks nice, that the elevations are great, so we have some standards that are kind of specific to those. Some of the feedback that we received from data center was that they don't particularly need a lot of parking. So the initial recommendation, they asked us to loosen that a little bit, and that made perfect sense. Just to kind of give you an example of what it looks like. And that's the quick facts that I mentioned about energy and water and location. We started off looking at Fairfax, Virginia. We also looked at the regulations in Alpharetta, and that really gave us a framework to really build from. We started off with a definition for a data center, and just overview of some of the changes from what was originally submitted. I went over those fairly quickly, but just wanted to make sure that you had an overview of that. This would not be something that is permitted by right. The use permit process would be a part of any application, and they could only be considered in areas that had either light industrial or heavy industrial zoning designations. And we also have some regulations similar to those that are in Alpharetta that says no data center shall be located within 100 feet of a collector or local roadway. And we have that regulations because typically residential developments are on local roadways, so we want to make sure that there's sufficient distance. Is there any questions for me?
Okay. At this point, Ms. Ross, I guess in this case, I would have to do the public hearing portion of it and then come back to council for anybody that have questions.
Those that are
in support first. Is there anyone here that wished to speak in support of this item? Please come forward. Okay. I thought he was getting up. Okay. Is there anyone here that wished to speak in opposition of the item? Please come forward. Seeing none, I can officially close the public hearing. Members of council, can I entertain a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. And so at this point, I bring the item to the floor for members of council that want to have a comment. The item has already been read, members of council. At this point, the item is technically on the floor. I just want to make sure I'm doing it correct. Okay.
You can just call at this point
approve or whatever.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Ms. Gaines?
Yeah, you just need a motion. Okay. Whether you want to.
Members of council, do I have a, can I entertain a motion for this data center?
Read it again.
Okay. The data center recommendation of the mayor and council approval of an ordinance to amend the chapter 80 zoning article administrative permits and use permits section 80-241 data centers in order to allow for data centers with a use permit to provide for service to repeal conflicting ordinances to provide an effective date for other purposes. Is there a motion?
So moved.
There's a second.
Second.
Any questions or comments by council?
I do.
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
The data center, as I understand, is going to need a lot of power to run. Now, I know we may not be able to provide that power. I think I would want to know about if Georgia Power will be involved with securing their power. I know in East Point, Georgia Power does work with that particular data center to make sure. It's a great revenue getter for the franchise tax. I'm just cautious and concerned about our infrastructure and any development at this time outside of water and sewer. So it wouldn't be that I would not be for it, but at a later date. Now the priority, it just leads me to look at our infrastructure all more. And I know this is a text amendment, but I just want to put that out there that I want us to be really, really sensitive and focused on the priorities of our what's developing in Fairburn and how it's impacting our infrastructure.
And one of the requirements for the text is a letter from the utility area, so we'll know which area, which utility company is supplying or could potentially be supplying electricity, water, sewer to the site.
Okay, that's all I have.
Go ahead. Did you have something, sir?
Councilwoman Hudson, to your point, depending on the geographic location of the proposed data center, oftentimes it results in what is referred to as customer choice, where they have the option to choose which utility company based on location they'd like to service their business. All of those would come back under the umbrella of this text amendment to this council for approval as to a specific project. And so we'll certainly keep all of those suggestions that you just made in mind, but there will be an opportunity at the time that is appropriate for a specific data center to be considered, it comes back to the mayor and council for final approval.
Okay.
Any other members of council got a question? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Next item is a hotel plat. This request for mayor and council approval of the final plat for the home hotel based on the criteria outlined in chapter 77 and analysis of those provisions.
Hello again. The site is located at 7995 Sonoya Road. It's right behind the Cracker Barrel. It is a proposed hotel. The applicant is here and available to answer any questions. They have submitted the plat. It meets all of our required conditions at this point. There are no questions for staff. The applicant is available.
Members of council, you have before you the item that was read about the hotel plat. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and second. Any questions by council?
Yes, Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
Staff or the applicant, could you describe the project for the record?
Sir, could you
give the address?
Come on up, sir.
How large a hotel? What amenities it might have, who's the parent hoteler of this hotel?
So my name is Daryl Baker, and I represent Absalon Hospitality. You actually, in the city of Fairburn, have several other hotels that they own, the Holiday Inn behind Package Depot, the new Package Depot. They own that, and I believe they own one over by the Wendy's. Right by the interstate. Great operator. They actually also, for instance, if you just jump across into Fayette County, Peachtree City alone, I think they own the Crown Plaza, they own the Fairfield Inn and Suites, and they own, I believe, the new Residence Inn that's under construction right now. Actually, the president of the company, Raj Patel, lives just across the line, straight across in that subdivision from Kirkley Road. and is through this area quite a bit. Good operator, like I said. This is a Best Western product, if I remember. It's called At Home. It's a new concept. I believe there was 180 rooms. Do you remember off the top of your head exactly how many? To be honest with you, I don't remember. It's in the report here. It is nice hotel. I know that they've approved at P&Z the concept plan, and tonight is the plat. What I can explain to you on the plat is there. This was a large piece of land in the very beginning that encompasses now the, I guess it's the QT, Cracker Barrel, the car wash, the storage facility, and then there's a little over 4 acres left, but if part of that 4 acres is there's a large master retention pond. And so the purpose of this plat is to subdivide the retention pond that is duly cared for under easement agreement by all the landowners from the actual hotel track. I believe if you look at the submittal package that the city has that they approved at Planning and Zoning, it shows the elevations. It shows the number of rooms, shows the room layouts, shows everything, the parking lot layouts, lights, everything is in that package. And I would say this, we work pretty closely with staff, planning staff, throughout the process. And I'll tell you, I've been doing this 33 years across most of the jurisdictions here, from C. Atlanta, Gwinnett County, Cobb County, Fayette, Henry, Spaulding, I mean, on and on and on. And I will tell you, your planning staff is second to none. They're thorough. They were very professional. They were very helpful. Of course, I know Denise from another jurisdiction, have worked with her for quite a while, but you really do have a great staff in your planning and zoning department. So
it's 120 rooms.
120 rooms.
Follow-up question. So the request is to detach or separate the detention pond from the plot where the hotel will be built. Am I correct to assume then that the hotel in a separate agreement will be part of the maintenance of the pond with the other businesses that are now currently maintaining it?
Yes, ma'am. There's actually, whether it's called an REA or an OEA, there's an operating easement agreement that each of those tenants are party to, where they have to provide funds that maintains the upkeep of that pond for perpetuity.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Any other member of the council?
I think y'all know what my whole spiel would be. It'll be very brief. We want your business. We need your business, but we need you to be supported and make sure that your business can run efficiently because our infrastructure is weak. You are aware of that, right? We're having challenges. We also need businesses that support reinvestment back in our community because the taxpayers alone, we just can't do it all. So that's my only issue. I love Best Western product. I'm very familiar with in the Midwest. Run rain real big in the Midwest. And so those are always my concerns, and Mr. Phillips is going to keep hearing it. We want to make sure that we're doing good and right by our businesses, but we got some housekeeping that we got to take care of.
You do have the benefit, though, of that hotel and tourism tax on top of the property tax and the sales tax, so that helps. Now, I will say this, and I'm not sure if you know this. Of course, you know, right across the line into Fayette County, they were awarded the new U.S. National Soccer facility.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel-wise, that commitment that was made, that facility will reserve 60,000 hotel rooms a year. Mm. And with all of the additional business that's generated by those 60,000 rooms, they need an additional, from what I heard, 60,000 rooms a year. And I think Fayette County right now only has 9,000, something like that, some very, very small number of hotel rooms. So you know what's gonna happen is, because that's just right down the road,
yes,
I think you're gonna get a lot of use
yes
from that facility into this community. And I do know that Raj and Absalon is big on their reinvestment back into their community.
Great. Thank you.
Any other members of council? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
The next item is the new Chick-fil-A plat. Request for mayor and council approval of the final plat for the commercial development located along Sonora Road based on the criteria outlined in Chapter 77.
Hello again. The site is located between Fairburn Commons Shopping Center and the Fairburn Park and Ride. The site is currently zoned C2 General Commercial and is located in the Highway 74 Overlay District. The site is approximately 2.63 acres. The applicant is proposing to subdivide the site into Track 1 and Track 2 to develop a new Chick-fil-A facility. It will be a drive-through restaurant and meet all of the requirements in our Highway 74 Overlay District. So it will have a significant dining area per our ordinance. If there are no questions for staff, the applicant is available to answer questions.
Yeah. Let me bring the item to the floor. And members of council, you have before you the item that's been read about the new Chick-fil-A plat. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and properly second. Any questions by comments? By council, excuse me.
Yes. The subdivide of the plat, will Chick-fil-A use both plats, or are you subdividing for sale to someone else or for another purpose?
Come on up, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and council members. My name is Nathan Fuss. I'm with Boer Engineering on behalf of Chick-fil-A. So the proposal here is to subdivide this 2.63 acres from the overall track, and Chick-fil-A will purchase this 2.63 acres, and the remaining 15 or 16 acres will remain with the seller.
That's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Any other questions about council? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next item.
The next item is the ordinance amending the City of Fairburn's fire protection and fire suppression requirements. It is a request for Mayor and Council's approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 14 and 29 of the Code of Ordinances of Fairburn, Georgia, to obtain certain amendments to the City of Fairburn's fire protection and fire suppression.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
So, the fire department is requesting Mayor and Council to approve an ordinance to amend, like City Clerk said, Chapters 14 and 29 of the Code of Ordinances of Fairburn, Georgia, to adopt certain amendments and updates that are industry standard and best practices, especially pertaining to new and existing construction. So the fire department is asking for the updates, make it more safe, especially with your older buildings and existing construction.
Members of council, you have before you an ordinance amending the city, said Fairburn's fire protection and fire suppression requirements. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and properly second by Ms. Hudson. Is any questions or comments by council? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Next item is approval of the Fairburn Gateway and Community Connectivity LCI Study. This is a request for Mayor and Council approval to award RFP 23-023 City of Fairburn Gateway and Connectivity LCI Study to the Sizemore Group for the Atlanta Region Commission Grant Project.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The purpose of this study is to build upon the LCI's plan proposed improvements to connect the education campus to downtown and across Broad Street to the south, updates to the Highway 29 Overlay District to allow for middle housing, trending restaurants, office and entertainment uses, and flexibility to allow for mixed-use developments and projects. It is recommended that there is approval of the award to the Sizemore Group. They were the, from the evaluation, they received the highest score from the committee.
Okay. Members of council, you have before you an item of the Gateway and Community LCI study. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? Any questions by council?
Yes, could you just state for the record exactly the focus of the study and what will be the end product?
So the LCI connectivity study is building upon the existing LCI downtown master plan. It is the next step. It is a tactical study to look at transportation, also pedestrian. The gateway looks at nodes of in terms of how we connect the education campus with our education campus and our catalytic sites. The downtown master plan identified catalytic sites in terms of the Hudson Plaza, the education campus itself, and south of Broad. The education expansion will connect those nodes as well as deal with the missing middle, the housing that we looked at. So there will be a housing study. There will also a look at transportation. It will look at market study to provide market rate housing within the downtown area and bring the retail spacing that our downtown area much is much needed. We identified roughly 25,000 to 30,000 retail square footage that is needed for our downtown area. So we're excited about this project. We believe that the team that has been identified has a clear understanding of their background. They worked on 6 West. They also worked on the Kennesaw LCI, which is a comparable project. They recently completed an economic development strategic plan. The same group is also helping us to update our strategic plan, so we believe that they will be able to give us the deliverables that we need.
And does that include suggestions, recommendations, potential design for walkability?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. Yes. How long, I read in the presentation, 5 years, is that just for the study?
October 2025 is when this particular project is due. The deliverable for this tactical study is due.
October 2025.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
I'm
done.
Anybody had a question for two things? I know what the missing, what you meant by missing middle. Could you explain that publicly, what that means, so that members of the public can? I just used that phrase to in an interview, and I just want to make sure it's clear what that means.
So missing middle deals with housing that, in terms of our residents, there is a median housing that in terms of a residential housing that is missing from our downtown area. That particular housing provides what we need when we talk about grocery stores. There is a formula in which those retail establishments come into our downtown area. So that missing middle is what is needed to get the additional amenities that we want in our communities. So when we talk about missing middle within our Fairburn downtown area, that is what's missing. We have a single family housing, we have apartment housing. So the missing middle deals with that diverse housing that is pretty much is what we're missing, what we're lacking.
Ms. Abernathy explained that very well. One other example that may drive this home is the missing middle often refers to that part of the housing market that connects to everyday working families that are often priced out of the traditional housing market in today's market. You're talking about police officers, teachers, middle managers that work every day, but in this housing market, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 homes are out of reach for many in the housing market. Missing middle also captures that part of our population that are, you know, hardworking folks that go to work every day for whom the market is really challenging. So part of what this project will do is, in addition to everything Ms. Abernathy explained in attracting new rooftops to downtown and new businesses, it provides some solutions for those families that oftentimes are kind of pushed out of the current housing market because there isn't a missing middle that meets where they are in the market.
Okay. And my other question I have for you, you indicated that, and I'm not surprised, the Sizemore Group, I just happen to be, I participated in several evaluations of their request for proposals in two other governments. My question was going to be, what basically stood out about this firm that basically made them the recommendation vendor?
So the evaluation team had two competitive respondents to look at. Both had extensive experience. What the evaluation team was charged with looking at what distinguished the groups is relevant experience. The Sizemore Group had more relevant experience in terms of, if you looked at the notes, the scoring was very close. But in terms of the Sizemore Group, there was just more relevant experience in terms of LCI, in terms of the extensiveness of staff and resources. There was multiple LCI studies that they had conducted, multiple economic strategic plans that they had conducted. In terms of staffing, there was just an abundance of staff resources that outweighed the other applicant. Okay.
Members of council, anybody else has a question? This item? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Next item is agreement between Fulton County and the City of Fairburn for the Go Lightly Rain Garden and Green Space Project. This is a request for Mayor and Council approval of the agreement between Fulton County and the City of Fairburn in the amount of $315,000 for the Go Lightly Rain Garden and Green Space Project.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The City of Fairburn was notified that the Fulton County Board of Commissioners, by and through its Department of Community Development, approved the award to the City of Fairburn for the Community Development Block Grant Funds in the amount of $315,000 for the Golightly Rain Garden and Green Space Project on February 7th, 2024. The proposed contract was received on February 21st, 2024. The project was in turn put out to bid on March 6th, 2024. And the bid opening date is April 10th, 2024. In order to be reimbursed for $315,000 in upcoming construction costs, the agreement must be approved. As such, staff recommends Mayor and Council approve the agreement between Fulton County and the City of Fairburn in the amount of $315,000 for the Golightly Rain Garden and Green Space Project.
Members of Council, you have before you the item that the city clerk read in this case regarding the Go Lightly Garden and Green Space Project. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion is by Ms. Davis. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Jones. Any questions or comment by council? Go ahead.
This is the question I've asked others. If you just explain for the record and for our listeners exactly what's that project I want to reemphasize that it is a grant that the City of Fairburn has received due to the hard work of Mr. Thompson. So if you can just describe, what CDBG and why those funds are designated for the area it is designated.
We received CDBG funds for low to moderate income neighborhoods. So it was it's in the Lightning community, which is a blighted neighborhood. We've been very successful over the last few years. In fact, over the last 4 years, we've received about $1.8 million. With this, it'll be $1.8 million in CDBG funding. Prior to the last 4 years, we received about $55,000 a year, so we've been actively pursuing supplemental funding since the kickoff of T-Splos 1. This project is pretty much like a nature trail with a pedestrian bridge over a creek. With slate trails and amenities for the community. It's going to be kind of a park amenity that's going to be turned over to the Park and Recreation Department for educational purposes.
And this is needed because of the topography?
Right, that land can't be really used for anything else because it's a stream running through it, so we're going to put a bridge, pedestrian bridge over that stream and kind of a slate trail around it, kind of a nature trail. Take advantage of the existing ecology.
Thank you so much.
Anybody else with a question? I just want to mention that I want to thank Mr. Thompson again personally, even from my last administration through Mayor Hirsch's administration and now the last 2 years. This area was is kind of a reminder of where I grew up. I made that no secret in 2004 when I stood in the middle of the street at 12 o'clock at night. Of course, I wasn't married then. I went over to that neighborhood just to look at what type of conditions and what was going on. The area is technically blighted, but I'm so proud of what the city of Fairburn has done through technically two administration, three now, in the Lightning community. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not been over there recently, please go and look at some of the upgrades that's been made the last 12 years in this area, and I'm excited about what we're gonna do over the next 2 years with that area. I wanna thank you personally, Mr. Thompson, for this has been kind of your sole proprietor, I guess, ownership. But I wanna personally thank you for an area that's overlooked a lot in this period. And so this area is amazing with the conversion that's happening. So I just wanna say thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other members of council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
The next item is a task order with Atlas Technical Consultants to design the Brooks Drive Extension Roadway Project. It was a request for Mayor and Council approval of the task order with Atlas to design the Brooks Drive Extension Roadway Project in an amount not to exceed $272,400.
Previous task order for deed research and survey along Brooks Drive with Atlas was approved on June 3rd, 2022. The purpose of that task order was to verify available right-of-way or the like thereof on the proposed Brooks Drive extension project. The results revealed that there is a gap in the right-of-way required to connect two road sections, the dead end at Ferndale, which terminates at the intersection of Fisher Street, and the dead end at the New Beginnings Senior Center. Therefore, the developer would not be able to construct a proposed secondary access on the behalf of the city because he didn't have the ability to acquire right of way or possibly condemn on behalf of the city. So the city has to take it upon themselves to design and construct that roadway. So on November 20th, 2023, T-Splosh 2 project list was modified to change the name of the Brooks Drive project from the widening and reconstruction of Brooks Drive to the Brooks Drive extension to accommodate the desired roadway. In doing so, we're now able to move forward in that project. So I'd ask that Mayor and Council approve the task order Atlas to begin the design on that project.
Okay. Members of Council, you have before you a task order with Atlas Technical Consultants. The design of Brooks Drive Extension Roadway Project. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and properly second. Is there any questions or comments by council?
I have a question. So we have ownership of the $272,000 to do this project because you said that the developer was unable to?
Well, they can't acquire right away or condemn on behalf of the city, so.
Okay, okay.
Condemnation powers.
All right, thank you. That's all I have.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions by council? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Good. That's the end of the agenda set for the financial. Next, we'll have the Finance Director monthly report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
We're presenting our financial report through the February 29th, 2024. I do want to note on slide one, it is an error. It says at the end of the fourth month. It should say at the end of the fifth month.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. To date, the general fund has collected $17.3 million in revenue, and we have $8.1 million in general fund expenditures. That's 64% of our year-to-date budgeted revenues. As of February 29th, we expensed about 30% of our expense budget. Property and local option sales tax revenue for the general fund Real property tax represents about 38% of our revenue. Loss represents about 9% of our revenue. Just to further reiterate here, you can see a synopsis here of what we got. Our budget for revenues is $27,098,730. Year-to-date revenue is $17,405,604. A summary of revenues for the month of February, you can see at the very bottom how much we collected during the month. It's $1,546,251. Year to date, we've collected 64% of our budgeted revenues. To the next slide where we go department by department, you can see our 2024 budget for expenditures, $29,167,090. The year-to-date expenditures are $8,149,604. So we expensed about 30% of our expense budget. Property tax revenue. As you can see here, our property taxes were billed out at $12,567,979. Year-to-date, we have collected 95, almost 96% of that. As most of you know, property taxes are due in the month of January. So this is the bulk of our tax revenue that we'll get for this year, but there will be some money trickling in for the next 8 months, or 6 months, I'll say that. But 96%, we usually budget about 97% of that number. Certain amount of it's just uncollectible. Moving to our enterprise funds, right now we have a $1.9 million net cash flow. We generated $8.9 million in revenue. We have a $7 million in enterprise expenditures. We've collected 35% of our year-to-date revenue, and we have expensed 28% of the year-to-date expenses. This is just another summary slide here of our budget for our enterprise funds. The budget's $25,035,739. The year-to-date revenue, $8,936,020. You'll see the revenue just for the month of February. In the February 2024 total column, we collected in the month of February $2,129,485. Year-to-date, as I said earlier, we collected 36% of our budgeted revenues for the enterprise fund. Expenses, year-to-date expenses are a little over $7 million, $7,028,195, which translates to 28% of our expense budget for our enterprise funds. That will conclude our finance report through the first 5 months of the fiscal year.
Okay. At this point, members of council will go to city council comments at 2 minutes intervals. Mr. Heath is not here, so in this case, I'll start with you, Mr. Smallwood.
I don't have anything.
No comment? Okay, Ms. Hudson?
Yes, I want to shout out to our fire department, our parks and recs, if I forgot anybody, if it's economic development, for your hard work in achieving our grants, keeping that going. An inclusive government is an effective government. Our citizen engagement tool that I want you all to pay attention to that I have, join the www.fairburn.com and subscribe there, where you'll see blogs and giving you some tutorials and information about things that's happening in our local government. I have had a great experience with the NLC conference, and I want our citizens to know that conference gave me the opportunity to go to Capitol Hill and meet with our congressional representative, David Scott, and a follow-up meeting they held with me about a week ago to discuss funding without a 20% match for water and sewage. And I'm happy to, you know, announce that Fairburn has applied for a grant, and I believe that's the same grant. And we signed our letters of support over this weekend at our retreat. As it goes for our retreat, the GLOWS, I really, really was grateful to have the opportunity to present and or discuss the topics related to the rewrite of the charter, the installing of the Board of Ethics, and our very robust discussion about a disparity study. So I want to give hats off, shout out, thank you so much for the administration for including those topics. Our goals, this retreat would have been phenomenal with strategic partners involved. We have a lot going on in our city, and we can't all get it right by ourselves. I would like to see GMA involved, as well as ARC and other strategic partners. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Mr. James, I can't see you there. James, go ahead, sir.
No comments, ma'am.
No comment, okay. Go with Ms. Jones.
No comment, Mayor.
Okay. Ms. David?
A small comment. Just congratulate our staff and our mayor for your vision and our administration vision for a fantastic retreat. You kind of worked us hard there. But we need to know all this stuff that you all do to let us know what's coming ahead so we can plan and also have some input in reference to that. So it was extremely professional. We were on time for the most part. You had to get that little tap from Mr. Phillips when we were eating. It was time to get back to work. But I don't think people understand the time and energy to put something like that together. And I just feel very proud of our staff for doing what you do so well. Thank you.
Okay. And I thought I meant to bring my book that we had at the Bind-It.
The thick
book. A big, thick book that we went through the whole weekend. And I wanted our people to see how much energy the staff put into. I apologize, I left it in my office. But I want to just thank the staff, first of all, again, for the great retreat and the level of professionalism you just heard about, in-depth research. And with all the projection as relates to decisions that we have to make as relates to infrastructure, funding, the whole nine yards, that was just a blessing. I want to also thank, again, our city administrator and staff for the information that you heard me read into the record at the beginning of the meeting, the 10% savings that will be in the next utility bill, I believe is the next bill. Again, I want to thank the staff as we met with several homeowners for several weeks around the city, not just the Magnolias. We met them in various parts of the city to address their utility bill. And so very proud of the job and the extra time the staff put in, a lot of hours to prepare for that feat. I also want to thank the Recreation Department. I had an awesome Easter egg hunt at Duncan Park with 350-plus kids yesterday. Just totally unbelievable. And then finally, I want to thank our Finance Department again. You heard it mentioned, I think Ms. Hudson mentioned it, but we had a great presentation at the retreat as relates to the funding, in this case, that our staff has actually been in the works for 6-plus weeks. I want to just commend. I believe that was submitted today, if I'm correct. And so, again, I want to commend our Finance Department for basically beating the deadline with all the submissions that were required to apply for that money. And so, again, with that being said, Mr. City Attorney, we have an executive session, correct? For a real estate. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Can I entertain a motion to go into executive session for a real estate matter?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a good night. Okay, we're in there. Go ahead, Ms. James.
The first item is a resolution for the City of Fairburn to abandon the blanket easement regarding the Johns River townhomes at Brookhaven.
Members of Council, you've heard the item read by the clerk. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Smallwood, second by Ms. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
Second item is a resolution for right-of-way acquisition in concert with the Department of Transportation to install a left-turn lane along Oakley Industrial Boulevard in the amount of $6,200.
Members of Council, you've heard the item regarding a right-of-way acquisition. Is there a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Next item.
The third motion is a motion to purchase a right-of-way acquisition parcels 3 and 5 for the Gillette Road full depth reclamation project.
Members of Council, you've heard the item, the third item read. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Can I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion's made and properly second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.